some artists that came out in your era, you know, disappeared. You know, they ain't doing nothing like that right now. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, how was it possible for you, you know, that, because I know you mentioned staying alive is rule number one.
Yeah, I mean.
But I know consistency has a lot to play and stuff like that. So just tell me a little bit about that, you know, the moves you made to stand the test of time.
Like, you know, it's all about a team, you know what I mean? And sometimes your team players change and you just try to get the right teammates around you, lawyers, you know, consultants, good friends. Mm. Put yourself in a circle of friends and company that can keep you in the right direction, you know what I'm saying? And try to just venture out and do different things. I think there's no number of hustles you can do in life. You can do a million hustles. It doesn't matter. Because now we living in a time where you can be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, when we came up, you didn't have that.
Entrepreneur wasn't even in a dictionary.
No, I mean, you didn't have the opportunities that we have now with social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to conversate with somebody in Russia or conversate with somebody in England about some business or doing a film or, you know, doing some music. Like, that wasn't part of it. So you had to kind of like grind it out when we came up. But now that it's, you know, accessible to us, you take advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure everybody is definitely taking care of social, you know, social media is part of everybody's everyday life.
Mm.
So take care of that, you know, take advantage of that.
Do you think that made things easier as far as, like, you know, trying to find your way into the industry, utilizing social media as a tool, or, you know, was the original routes more effective? Like, you know, since we didn't have social media, it was more so word of mouth,
right,
hitting the clubs, you know, grinding the actual footwork.
Right.
Do you think that's more effective, or the social media actually helped it?
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think social media lets everybody in. Like you said, we used to have to go to the club. You had to go to the tunnel, give Funkmaster Flex your record, stare at the nigga like this with 30 niggas so he could play. You know what I'm saying? You had to put that work in. Like,
that's how
it was. You know, you had to, like you said, go in the club. But now social media is letting everybody in the club. Even the corny niggas is getting in. Back in the days, you used to walk through the club and 50 people on the line trying to get in the freezing cold. Now everybody gets there. Ain't no more waiting in line. So you got to kind of filter out what's whack, what's hot, what's, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's in the club now. Nobody's standing on the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's on the guest list.
Mm.
So that kind of fucks it up a little bit. But everybody is in the club. So you got to make sure you can move around and do your 1-2. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of works. It's you know, it's tit for tat.
Yeah, I hear that. I just feel like that if it was for the new generation, that if they went through the steps that the older generation went through, they will appreciate the older generation much more, because they, you know, there's always a lot of beef with the older generation, newer generation kind of hating on each other some way, shape, or form.
It's always been like that, you know. The new generation always think they know better, and same way when we came in the game, we was like, yo, this is the new shit. And you know, I always say, like, the whole industry and the culture, and it starts from the young age. Like, we set the young kids at a young age set the fashion trends, the music,
mm-hmm.
everything. You know what I'm saying? They control the future, controls the world.
That's a fact.
And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's why you have kids, and your kids become the next
generation.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just how life goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there is a point in time when you do get old and you get corny. Like, your kids will tell you, you're old and corny.
Yeah.
And when they tell you that shit, they ain't lying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Believe it.
Yeah, that's what it is. And shit, you know what I'm saying? But hip-hop keeps us in tune. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This one kid was like, I seen this dude the other day. He was like, yo, how long are you going to be doing this? How long are you going to be performing? I'm like, yo.
As long as they keep paying me to do it.
I just saw KRS-One. Performing, they murder shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me by maybe 5-10 years. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? He ain't stopping. So,
right.
And then you got to look at it. These rock and roll dudes, man, they be performing today 90.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? Still rocking.
Bo Bon Jovi's one of the highest paid performers.
Exactly.
He's like been doing it for like 40, 50 years.
This is what we do for a living. Actors, too.
Mm.
You know, actors grow. You see actors from a kid to a man, to an old man. I was just watching an Irishman. I'm like, damn, I remember watching these dudes when they was young. You know what I'm saying?
Goodfellas.
Scarface and all that. Now they old men. They not even, you know what I'm saying? They old men playing old men roles now. Yeah, and it's still cool because they elevated with who they are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's just part of life. You grow and you get old.
Yeah, and of course, they put out great work as well. I think that's a piece of it as well. When you're putting out great work and it stands the test of time, no matter when you come back out, they always remember, this dude is great. I'm looking forward to his next project.
Right, because you embrace your age. Embrace your age and move with it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And play your part. So, you know.
Do you ever get tired of the industry?
Nah, because this is all I got. You can't get tired of it. I mean, that's why you got your home. That's why you could go home. When you get tired of the industry, you go home and you play with your kids and you watch TV with your wife, like you said, and all this fly shit. That's what you do when you get tired of the industry. You go home.
Okay.
And home is supposed to be peace. Home is where you relax and chill. You know what I'm saying? You got to worry about nobody knocking on your door. No bullets flying through your door. Like, that should be your home. You know what I'm saying? Right. A place where you can relax and not worry about nothing. And cut off the industry. Turn your phone off and just be a person. Mm-hmm. Not be what they think you are. Just be who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, you get tired of the industry, but go home. Take a vacation. Fuck.
Yeah.
And then guess what? The industry ain't going nowhere either. So you can take a vacation and it's still going to be here.
Right.
It ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean?